Mark chapter 4. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. About a year ago, I downsized from a house to an apartment. And one of the things I've really missed is the garden. Not the snow shoveling or the raking in the spring and in the fall. I miss putting those tiny little seeds in the ground and watching them grow. Just as seeds grow in mysterious ways, whether the farmer, or in my case, the gardener, tends them or not, so the kingdom grows. It is God who scatters the seed, not us, and raises up the plants. In a way, that's the whole of the story. Yet there is something more that Jesus is telling the hearers in this gospel. They must use their imaginations to see what is hidden, while God continues the work that God has begun. Jesus wanted his disciples to understand his parables, and so he told them about something that they already knew about. He told them about putting seeds in the ground and watching them grow. That's all they had to do, watch them grow and wonder. On Saturday, I'll accompany a bunch of kids to Taycheeta, the only medium and maximum security prison for women in Wisconsin. As they visit their moms, I wonder about the conversations they'll have. One of the things those moms do is plant a large vegetable garden. And then over the summer months, the seeds that they have planted start to grow. They grow just like those women. That's what I see when the vegetables are harvested. It's a mystery, but I see it year after year. The seeds grow and the women grow. I suppose I could say it's such a small thing, but it's not really, at least not according to Jesus. He wanted his disciples to understand, even if the people didn't. Maybe that's what Paul meant in today's second reading. We walk by faith, not by sight. In walking by faith, we trust that God will make those seeds grow, whether we know how or not. In similar fashion, the kingdom comes, whether I understand how or not. The disciples did not understand, even though Jesus patiently explained it. Ultimately, though, he left it in their hands and ours.